This is Shine On, the Health and Happiness Show, with new episodes every week on how to live well. Shine On is heard all over the world as a podcast, but it's heard first on the radio in New York's Hudson Valley. Hi, it's Casey. Thank you so much for tuning in to Shine On. Welcome back. So glad you're here. I want to start today by going behind the scenes a little bit because this podcast actually has an origin story, kind of. Last week, we hosted a women's weekend retreat at Merriandale. Oh my gosh, so lovely. The theme was nourish. And as I was putting the program together, I had a podcast with a guy from the Netherlands. Did you hear that last week? And honestly, he was talking about Taoism. I was having trouble following him, but he did say one thing that rang a bell when he talked about Wu Wei, an ancient Chinese philosophy. In the middle of his conversation, he mentioned Wu Wei, and something inside me went ding. A little bell went off because I remember reading about Wu Wei years ago. Years! And it was sitting somewhere in the back of my brain, just waiting. So I did what I always do when I hear that little bell. I went down the rabbit hole. I went to the internet. I started reading and digging back into it. And the more I read about Wu Wei, the more I thought, this isn't just retreat material. It's a really nice concept for all the time. Now, we used it as a weekend practice in our retreat, but let's think about it as a daily practice for the Tuesday afternoon when somebody is testing your very last nerve. So let's give it a little think today. That's what today's going to be all about, Wu Wei. So I built this for the retreat weekend, and it landed well there. So I want to widen the lens and bring it to you wherever you're listening and whatever your day looks like. Here's the concept. Wu Wei, W-U-W-E-I, two words. And I promise you, by the time we're done talking about this, you're going to see it everywhere. Everywhere. So let's start with the foundation. Wu Wei comes out of Taoism, an ancient Chinese philosophy thousands of years old. And it's built around one ridiculously simple idea. That there's a natural way that things flow, the Tao, usually translated as the way. So think about water moving down a mountain or a rock. Water doesn't strategize a route, have a meeting, grip a map, calculate the most efficient path. Water doesn't hustle down the mountain. It just flows. It follows the shape of what's already there. And it gets where it's going every single time. And here's the kicker, over enough time, that same soft yielding water wears down the solid rock. Not by pushing harder, but by not resisting at all. This is the part that always gets me. It follows the shape of what's already there. Oftentimes in life, when I look at the shape of what's already there, I want to smash it and roll it in a ball like Play-Doh and then make a new shape. This is not that. This is non-resistance. So we recently went through a bunch of storms here in the Hudson Valley. Think about the tree in the storm. The tree that survives is the one that's not the one that's standing rigid, bracing against the wind, refusing to move. It's the tree that bends. You know that part. The rigid tree is the one that snaps, like the one in my backyard. I sat in the middle of the storms at my kitchen table the other day drinking coffee, and I would hear crack, thud, crack, thud. And it was huge branches and sometimes huge trees just snapping in that brutal storm. So this is the whole philosophy. When we boil it all the way down, we stop forcing and we start flowing. Okay, I would just like to acknowledge the people who got a little funny feeling in the pit of the stomach when I said start flowing. Maybe you felt a little tense because flow is nice in theory, but it feels like a fantasy in practice. Practice is key. Stay with me. We're going to get very practical in a minute. So Wu Wei literally translates to non-action, or sometimes effortless action. effortless action. Makes no sense. It's a contradiction. But we're going to look into it. Think about the things in your life that actually do come easy. Give that a think. A conversation with your oldest best friend. The kind of conversation where you're not performing, you're not managing, you're just talking. Or cooking a meal you've made 100 times. Your hands know what to do before your brain even catches up. Or rocking a baby to sleep. Or sitting on the couch petting the cat. You're not gritting your teeth through those moments. We're not trying. We're just doing them. And somehow, it's enough. It's perfect, even. Wu Wei says, that's how all of life is supposed to feel. Not lazy, not checked out, not giving up. It means stripping away the unnecessary force, the striving, the gripping. I've mentioned this before. Be still and know that I am God. One translation of that is stop striving and know that I am God. Stop striving. Stop the gripping, the I have to make this happen right now. And trust that most of what you actually need will arrive if you stop blocking it with all this effort. It's the difference between prying a flower open with your fingers and just giving it sun, water, time. So yeah, this is really hard for most of us, especially if we were raised on the opposite message. Try harder. Do more. This isn't good enough. You got to earn your rest. Don't be lazy. Do something. Prove your worth and output. So a lot of us got quietly absorbed into that whole way of being. The idea that our value is measured by how depleted we're willing to become. Or maybe we overproduce, or I like to say overfunction, because deep down we think that's how we prove we're good people, good moms, good employees, good friends. We're trying to please somebody or prove something to somebody. And here's maybe a truth. That particular game never actually pays out. There's no finish line where you've finally done enough. Okay, that's it. You can stop now. That never happens, right? When you're pushing, pushing, pushing. You usually just collapse. Wu Wei says, put the whole game down. Put the whole thing down. Now, if you're a doer, if you're a goer, if you're someone who really lights up from momentum and forward motion, you know I get that. You know I relate to that. And this isn't an argument for permanent stillness. It's an invitation to notice when we could let a thought find us instead of chasing it down, right? How many times you just set out to chase that solution down? I'm gonna find the way. We can luxuriate once in a while instead of gripping the wheel every second of the day. That's the thought. And I bet little bells are going off for you in different scenarios in your life. Oh, I could woo-way this with my daughter-in-law. I could woo-way this with my dog walker. Whatever. Okay, here's where I want to get really practical, because a concept like this only earns its keep if it survives contact with actual life, right? Wu Wei is extraordinarily good at one thing in particular, and that is walking away from drama, detaching, unhooking. You know the moment somebody says something, somebody sends you something, somebody does something, and every cell in your body wants to respond right this minute and defend yourself right now. Set the record straight. That urgency, that heat that I probably feel 15 times a day, that is the opposite of Wu Wei. That's forcing. That's reacting. Wu Wei says, create distance. Take a breath. Detach. Make a little space between the spark and the response. Don't send that email tonight or ever. Don't reply to the text mid-argument. Don't react from the emotional wave while you're still standing in it. And maybe it doesn't mean you never respond. It means you respond safely from the shore instead of responding from inside the churning water. Half the things that feel like 5-alarm emergencies at 9 o'clock at night look like non-issues by Tuesday morning. If we just let a little time and space sit between us and it. So here's my invitation to you for this whole coming up week. Find one place in your day-to-day life where you can practice this. You know, that coworker or family member who pushes your buttons, the one that knows exactly which comment is gonna make your eyebrows go up. The group chat that spirals. Practice the pause. Practice the walk away. Practice letting it simmer instead of stirring it. And you know what? Our real life, our real beautiful life, where we're connected to spirit and nature and our pets and our families and our friends and our loved ones, that's so much more important to the drama on the page. The text, the email, the nasty comment. That's the fake stuff, right? That's the stuff like we could just turn that faucet off and turn around and look at all the beauty and joy that's actually in our lives. It's not gritting your teeth to walk away from it. It's turning back towards what's beautiful and real. What's beautiful and real gets eclipsed by stupid, silly drama 100 times a day. And we can just pause. So I promised practical, honest, Wu Wei doesn't work everywhere. And maybe you learned this the hard way recently. Like we had all that dramatic rain and flooding and road closures, and you probably experienced your own version of that if you're here on the Hudson Valley. So the fact is, we cannot Wu Wei ourselves out of a broken sump pump and a flooded basement, right? There is no flowing, no bending, no gentle non-action that's going to stop the water from pouring in. Some things require direct, immediate, forceful action. We got to call the guy. We got to get the pump. We got to do the thing. We got to mop up the water, right? The gutter's falling off the house. You got to call your brother-in-law and say, come over with a ladder. And that's, to me, the most important piece of this whole philosophy, and it often gets left out. Wu Wei isn't a blanket instruction to be passive about everything all the time. Absolutely not. It's not an excuse to let real problems flood the basement, literally or figuratively, while you sit there whispering flow at the waterline. Nope. Some situations need us to act right now. I remember once I had a dear, dear friend who was an astrologer, and she was also renting out a place on the Jersey Shore, and it was a heat wave, and her air conditioner broke, and she needed to buy an air conditioner, but Mercury was in retrograde, and she was so twisted up, saying, "And now that we have no air conditioning, and Mercury is in retrograde, and I can't buy a new appliance when Mercury is in retrograde." Sometimes you have to, you know? Sometimes you have to do the thing, like buy the appliance when Mercury is in retrograde. So direct action has its place. It's what got a lot of us to wherever we are today, making a choice, showing up, doing the hard thing, doing the thing that's brave. And it's beautiful. So I don't want you to hear this as never push, never strive, never act, because sometimes we gotta push and we gotta strive and we gotta act, but not all the time. And here's a little nuance for you, because I want to get this right and not oversimplify it. Wu Wei was never actually meant to be the opposite of action. Wu Wei is the opposite of forced, effortful, ego-driven action. So calling the plumber when the basement's flooding, that's not a violation of Wu Wei. That's Wu Wei working exactly as intended. It's the natural, appropriate response to what the moment requires. The forcing isn't the phone call. The forcing is the panicking, the catastrophizing, the standing in the basement, fighting with the water with your bare hands and sheer will, like we can outstubborn a flood. So the skill isn't really know when to act versus when to flow. It's know when our action is clean, know when our action is appropriate, know when our action is actually called for versus when it's just our anxiety wearing a to-do list. Sump pump, act clearly and without drama. Group text spiraling at 9 p.m. That's anxiety talking. Let it flow. But here's what's fascinating. Once you step back and actually look at nature, you realize life is full of Wu Wei, even in the middle of a flood and even in the middle of a storm. That's this concentrated, forward motion running through everything alive. Plants move towards water, towards air, towards sunlight. And on the surface, that looks gentle and soft and passive, unhurried. But I guess if we look closer, it's also completely unbothered by obstacles. A root doesn't throw a tantrum when it hits a rock. It just goes around it. It keeps moving towards what it needs without wasting a single ounce of energy fighting the thing that's in its way. I'm going to say that again because that was good medicine for me this week. A root doesn't throw a tantrum when it hits a rock. It goes around, moving towards what it needs without wasting energy fighting what's in the way. We can do that sometimes. The flower doesn't brace itself when the bee lands on it. The flower allows the visit, knows it won't last forever. The tree doesn't tense its limbs when a bird comes to perch. It just holds the weight easily because that's what it was built to do. So that, to me, is the whole teaching in one image. Nature isn't lazy and nature isn't passive. It is relentlessly, persistently moving towards light, water, and life. And it does it without gripping and without resisting and without treating every obstacle like a personal insult and a slap in the face. Right? Can't we all just calm down a little? Or maybe I should just calm down a little. I think that's the real invitation buried inside the whole Wu Wei. Not do nothing, but move toward what nourishes you, like our weekend full of nourishment, and stop treating every bump in the road like it's a battle we have to win. We're not going to remember the texts and the emails and the poking. We're not going to remember it. Why engage? So let's bring it all the way back down to our coming week. Maybe it's the person from the next cubicle who stops by the desk right when you're deep in something and every part of you wants to tense up. What if instead we just let them land the way the flower lets the bee land? And we may find that we don't really lose anything by giving them 30 seconds and then maybe saying, appreciate this, but I got to get back to my work. See you later. Maybe it's the family member who says the thing they always say, and you feel that old, well-worn urge to defend yourself or correct them or set them straight. What if we just let it pass this time? They say the thing, we just smile or smirk. And the way the tree lets the bird sit on its branches instead of standing rigid or lets the wind move through, we just let it be. Maybe it's the email sitting in your drafts folder, written hot. At 11 o'clock. What if it just waits till tomorrow or never? So none of this is about becoming a doormat. Been there, done that. Very unappealing. This is about choosing where your energy actually needs to go. Toward the flooded basement, toward the real emergencies, toward the things that genuinely need our attention. Choosing to flow instead of clench. Make sense? I hope it does. Because I think this is one of the most useful frameworks I've come across in a long time, and I needed it bad. Not because it tells you to do less across the board, but because it gives us a way to like sort out our days. This needs my force. This does not need my force. This needs my voice. This does not need my voice or my presence. I'm going to miss that meeting. I'm going to skip that lunch. I'm going to let the phone ring. So, notice the moments when your body clenches. From the comment, the message, the person walking up to your desk, ask yourself, is this like a sump pump emergency or is it just the river flowing by? If it's a sump pump emergency, act, call the guy, do the thing, wipe up the flood. If it's a river, let it flow. Give it distance, give it time. Trust that it will find its way without you clawing at the banks. That's Wu Wei. Effortless action, not the absence of movement. It's the absence of unnecessary force. I am going to write that on a sticky note and put it on my computer. Wu Wei is the absence of unnecessary force. Can I let this flow? Probably. Hi, it's Casey. Thank you so much for tuning in to Shine On. We had our Women's Weekend at Merriandale last weekend. It was so much fun. We actually had a fortune teller there, like Zoltar, you know, like the head in the box, but she was Madame Wu Wei. And inside her little cabinet, she had a positive Wu Wei affirmation for every woman in the group. That was so much fun. We are going back to Merriandale in March, and it's going to be for the Equinox weekend, March 19th through the 21st. And of course, the theme is going to be balance. Balance, the balance of light and dark, the balance that we look for in our life. It is such a privilege to gather, right? To find the time and the energy to put your life on the back burner, gather with a group of women, and find ways to be healthier, find ways to be happier, find ways to be safer. Ah, the magic happens. Magic happens at the retreats. And we're going to have a few mini retreats in between now and March so we can keep the gang together. And of course, the gang is always together on the Facebook group, A Circle of Women. And I'm going to move that over to Instagram too. I got to do that soon. Okay, you have a great week. I'm going to try to have a great week. You know, let's think of each other when we hit those moments where we want to react, but instead we'll just go, and pause a little bit. All right, that's it for now. Be great. Have fun. Shine on.